This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231 as we kick off hour number two. It is the Tuesday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, as always, at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, I want to jump into the emails to start things out here with Mark.
I'm all for that.
We've got an email that came in from Adam. He is addressing a number of issues. In fact, I think we started it like a week ago and never quite finished it.
The email?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to jump right into the middle of it because it really doesn't matter if we start at the beginning. He says, another thing which is keeping me from being an extreme libertarian is the libertarian stand on the environment. Now, he said earlier in the email that he was moving more and more in the direction of pure liberty. But the environment, he's not so sure of. He says, since I believe the only laws which should exist are those pertaining to the physical protection of me and my property, I believe there should be environmental laws. When somebody releases something into the environment and exposes me to something harmful against my will, then I think there should be laws and a system of law enforcement to prosecute that person.
Well, I believe that too. But I think that the laws should not, they shouldn't be laws, they should be precedent set down by courts. The fact is, you don't need a special law to say if you dump a whole bunch of motor oil in your, your land and that, you know, goes into the aquifer and kills all the plants and animals and stuff on my land and somehow damages my property, you don't need a special law for that. It's just means that he damaged my property.
Let me finish the paragraph here. He says, I like the idea of privatizing land in an attempt to solve a lot of the environmental problems, but I don't think privatizing land will solve all of the environmental problems, and I still think that there should be laws and law enforcement pertaining to environmental pollution. Convince me otherwise. Well, okay. It's nice that he gives us the privatized land thing in advance, because he's right. If we do privatize all land, then it will be owned by people who actually care about the land. Because government managers, they don't have a financial incentive to take care of the land that they're supposed to be managing. It doesn't matter to them, as much as they may supposedly care, it doesn't matter to them if the land is polluted or destroyed or burned down or whatever happens to it, because they're going to get their pension regardless.
They sure are.
So if we sell off all that land to private ownership, it's going to be that much better protected. But he's right. That's not going to solve all of the problems. It's not going to stop all the polluters. It's not going to put an end to environmental troubles. However, what you're talking about, Mark, absolutely will help solve more problems. If we don't have specific laws about the environment, but we do have true private property rights, then if someone's polluting your property, and your lungs counts as your property, if someone's polluting your property, whether it be a stream running through your property, or just all of a sudden you notice things start dying and you can prove that it's from some sort of toxic oil spill or whatever, air pollution as well. I mean, if it's on your property and you can prove that it's on your property and it's coming from somewhere, then you've got a lawsuit. And you can take that company or that individual who's dumping trash or dumping toxins or whatever, take them to court and prove in court that this is their stuff. It's coming from their plant. Therefore, there needs to be some sort of restitution awarded. And so not only will the restitution probably include money, it will also might include cleaning up the mess as well. And, of course, that's going to be passed on to the customers of that company, and the cost of the cost of the restitution will be passed on in the form of higher prices for their products, which makes them less competitive, which means their competitors will likely put them out of business. So companies knowing that restitution is going to be the way it is, they're going to be less likely to pollute. They're going to be less likely to belch smoke into the air if they know that they can be sued. For instance, because today you can sue, the corporation, but that doesn't actually sue the individuals involved.
Right. The company president, the guy who made the decision, hey, let's dump this crap here.
Right.
That guy doesn't get sued.
So he wouldn't lose any of his personal savings or anything like that. The people who made the bad choices in today's world are pretty much insulated from those choices.
The only thing that worries me about that is cigarette smoke. There's clearly a very anti-cigarette smoke sort of attitude out there.
Right.
And it's all you have to do is get enough. I think it's obvious that inhaling the smoke off of a cigarette just, secondhand is not good for my lungs. Like, it's bad for them. it's really not very bad, I can't imagine. But
it doesn't kill people like they say it does.
No.
But you're right, there's a powerful lobby out there about this. However, remember, we're talking about true private property. So therefore, if these nutty anti-cigarette people want to buy up a bunch of roads and sidewalks so they can pass smoking bans on those areas, then they can do
that. I totally agree with that. Well, what about me smoking in my house? What if the neighbor is so nosy and annoying that they say, he's smoking over there, and I smell it, and if I smell it, that means I'm getting smoke in my lungs. If I'm getting smoke in my lungs, I'm dying. I'm dying. So
that's a good question.
And you know, in our sort of libertarian world, courts would make people pay for that lose, and I think you're going to lose on that one.
Wait, who's going to lose on that one?
The person.
The smoker?
The smoker's going to lose something.
Why?
I mean, well, the fact
is, depends on who the judge is and who the arbitrator is, I would guess.
I would think that, you know, if the person gets awarded $1 in damages, then I would have to pay, you know, I as the smoker would have to pay for all their court costs.
Right.
And it could be large and expensive.
But also, it's possible the judge could laugh at that individual and send them packing out of court, where they would have to pay all of the court costs on their own.
They could.
For bringing the suit. So I guess that would depend. I mean, this now we're getting off into the area where I'm having trouble fathoming what the market would do in this case, because it would depend on the judicial system that would be set up at the time. It would depend on who would be involved. So if it was a jury system, then it would depend on who's on the jury. If it was an arbitrator, just a lone arbitrator, it would depend on their set of parameters that they judge these cases on. And it may turn out, for instance, I'm just fantasizing here, and if you want to chime in, 800-259-9231, as to what your vision of this would be, that it may turn out that the town you live in has sort of a anti-smoking tinge to it. Let's say that most people in the town are anti-smoking, and you're a smoker. Well, odds are good you're not going to be doing too well as far as places you can go to smoke, and if they come after you in your own home, you're going to be having a tough time, I think. Maybe it'd be a good idea to leave. That's all. Maybe all the anti-smoking zealots will get together in their little smoke freeze. That's a new idea for a state, Mark. You know what? I've been trying to think of the different states that people could form, right? We've got the Free State Project, the Christian State Project. There's the racists. They could get together. The socialists and the anti-smokers. They could make it so everyone in the state was not a smoker. No cigarettes sold anywhere. It could be their perfect, clean, sanitary anti-smoke haven.
Well, then they'd want to come after us for nobody want to live near the state line, and they'd want to come after all of us for smoking near their border.
Yeah, whatever. They couldn't do that because it'd be our border. It'd be a border, and they'd be screwed. All right, let's go to Serge in New York. Serge, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hello, sir. What's up?
Speaking of smoking, here in New York City, since we have a lot of limousine liberals here, there's a huge anti-smoking contingent here.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone here is, in some form, against tobacco use. Even myself, I would never put it in my own body, but I think someone has a right to do so.
Okay.
There are, certain kids in my high school who are smokers. And they've only, since they smoke, since they have this thing that they voluntarily choose to put in their own body, they're essentially demonized by the student body.
Really?
That they really don't have, many friends. I know some of them. They're decent people. But for the fact that they just happen to be addicted to the substance that, it's demonized.
So they're being shunned.
Yeah.
Well, I got to say, if somebody was doing an activity that I found, for whatever reason, abhorrent, I probably wouldn't hang out with them either. And I don't know. I don't have a big problem with
it. Yeah, I can't say I got a problem with that either. It's a market mechanism to change behavior.
Very true.
And it'll probably be better for them in the long run.
True, but my problem with it is that if you examine at the health class in our school, in 7th grade, they show you a tobacco ad, which is obviously outdated. It looks like it's from 1994. And they say, the evil tobacco companies are trying to brainwash you with this. And I remind the teacher that there has not been a lot of major tobacco ads in publications in the last 10 years. And that with government regulation, all these tobacco ads are basically, you only see them on billboards or on gas stations, at least here.
Well, good point. But they'll still continue to claim that they're trying to brainwash kids. Not that, it's not like they're putting cigarette ads in 17 magazine or anything like that. Thanks for the call, Serge. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Just one more example of why we should get the government out of education. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams there. A broadband version and a dial-up version. Both await you. Freetalklive.com. Totally free. And Free Talk Live, hey, board op, that's a music bed.
Mm-hmm.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. This is the show about your calls. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Baker in Wisconsin. Baker, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Hey.
I was listening to your podcast from yesterday, and you were discussing the free speech zones in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Yeah, where a couple of teachers were arrested, actually, after they had followed the orders of the Secret Service. They were wearing, I think one of them was wearing a Kerry shirt, the other one was wearing some sort of an anti-Bush shirt. They had tried to attend a rally. They were ordered to leave the rally area. They did. Then they were ordered to go across the street. They did. And then shortly after that, they were arrested.
Right. Well, I heard that, and I decided I would chime in about a little free speech regulation in my own city.
Okay.
It's not so much a free speech zone as it is a free speech schedule. What happens is in every month there's this peace rally that gets together, goes downtown, and stands on the street holding their anti-war signs and everything.
Sure.
For the past few months, it happened the first Saturday every month is when they do it. And I went down there, I think, in May for the first time, holding my sign. And I asked people, I was like, well, how long does this go on? I'm like, oh, it goes on for about an hour from 11 to 12, and they blow the tornado sirens, and that means it's time to leave.
Wait, who blows the tornado sirens?
The city.
Wow.
Yeah, I said, you've got to be kidding me. They make you leave after an hour? And they're like, yeah, that's the way it goes.
That's the way it is.
Wait, now where were they protesting?
Just on the street corner downtown, on the main strip there.
Are they people who have a permit? I mean, did they apply for the protest?
I'm really not sure exactly how they have it happen, but I mean, I don't think you should have to have a permit to go down and stand on the sidewalk anyway.
Oh no, I totally agree. I mean, it's so-called public property, and of course, according to the United States Constitution, you know, we have the right to peaceably assemble. I guess they're sort of interpreting that First Amendment as being, well, yes, you have the right to peaceably assemble so long as we say it's okay and we can tell you what time you can peaceably assemble at.
Right, you have the right to do what we tell you to.
Well, right, and this is typical of cities around the country, New York City, I mean, even smaller cities, they require permits for public gatherings of over a certain amount of people. So if you're going to be having an anti-war protest and you don't want to get shaken down by the police, it might be a good idea to apply for a permit. Elsewise, they might try to break you up after the first 10 minutes.
Sure.
And so they may have only had a permit for an hour's time, and that might be the reason for that. I'm not defending it. I'm just trying to explain what might have been going on.
Yeah, I just think it's ludicrous anyway. In this case, I mean,
it's outrageous, and I don't know if there's any hope for the rest of the country. That's why we need to get to the free state, to where we can stand up to this tyranny.
Yes, I can't wait.
Is it so disorderly that Americans could get together and protest? I mean, what's so disorderly about that? What's so dangerous? What's so bad? I just don't understand why they want... I mean, I understand why they want permits. I don't understand why we put up with it.
Because we're good, docile little people. What do you think, Baker?
I think most people fear what the government can do to them. I mean, you saw what happened in Cedar Rapids. People look around, oh, I really don't want to get arrested and charged by the Secret Service. That's pretty big.
Good point. And they're doing everything they can to dissuade this sort of thing. Not only being arrested by the Secret Service, but the news articles coming out about how it's been discovered that they've been tracking people at these protests. They've been sort of sending undercover people to the organizing, you know, the organizers' meetings, and just they've been watching people that are doing these sorts of things.
People are starting to put bandanas over their faces now because they don't want that to happen. I mean,
is that what you saw going on? Did you see that?
No, not personally. The protest I went to, I think there was no more than like 20 people.
Okay.
But I've seen the videos of other protests in bigger cities around the country, like Portland, Oregon. Just people covering their faces.
True.
Don't even want to get caught on camera.
That's scary stuff. Baker, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You remember, we haven't reported on it in a while, but it is still going on. I've seen an article recently, we just didn't get to it, where there, once again, Freedom of Information Act requests have been submitted to agencies like the FBI and that sort of thing, local police agencies, and revealing that they have files on anti-war protesters as potential terrorists. They had there was a protest at a college, I think, out in California recently, where they again discovered later on that they were being monitored. They were being mm-hmm. watched as a potential terrorist threat.
Peaceniks. Most of these people that they're watching just peaceniks.
That's exactly what they are. They want to get together, and they've got signs, and you know, smoke a little weed, and that's what they do.
Yeah.
They're not plotting to blow anything up, and if they were, they wouldn't be doing protests to draw attention to themselves. They'd just go and blow it up.
Yes.
Whatever it is they're plotting to blow up, they're going to go and do it without telegraphing themselves.
Right. The terrorists don't have signs. They're not out protesting anything.
Right. So, there's
and they're not hanging out with people that are protesting anything either. They want to stay as below the radar as possible.
Well, you asked the question of why do Americans put up with these this micromanagement, which is what this is.
Well, you can't have a protest on this street corner. You have to ask permission first. Show us your papers, by the way.
you couldn't get a... I bet you can't get a permit without papers. What do you think? Think they're going to want to see your driver's license to give you a permit?
I bet that's true.
Yeah. They've just continually... The reason why we're putting up with... This is the frog in hot water analogy. They put a little regulation here, a little regulation over there, and everybody says, well, it's for the public good. We should follow these regulations. Then they put a few more over here and a few more over there. Well, it's just a few more, no big deal.
Just
then 100
years refining, goes by. Just refining the good things.
Then 5 decades goes by, and you've got a ton of regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, we're all wondering, how'd this happen? Well, duh, you let it happen. And you encouraged it to happen by not standing up against it. So in the case of, for instance, the Free State Project, where we're going, and a number of other liberty lovers are, there are people in the Free State that they understand. They're like we are. Screw your permits. We're just going to do it. In fact, at nhfree.com, there's a linked video of their UN flag burn from last year. And they're going to be doing another one this year, probably sometime in the late fall. Anyway, what happened is they were going to a public park, government facility, in order to use one of their fire pits to burn a series of UN flags.
Right.
And they needed to, apparently some bureaucrat got in touch with them saying, well, you need to have a fire permit. And they said,
we're not going to do that.
Screw your permit. In fact, they actually went in with a video camera to the bureaucrat's office and sat down with him and basically said, hey, just wanted to let you know, we're not going to get your permit. And it was great. They didn't do it. And they weren't even harassed. They weren't, because there was a good probably 15 to 20 people out there.
You know, they probably just like, it's not worth going after that.
I don't know.
The bureaucrats, I would have just imagined.
Maybe.
Stared them.
I think they did. And so that's all we have to do, you know, is get it back to a situation in this country where the government is once again afraid of the people. Because to paraphrase, I think, Thomas Jefferson, when government fears the people, you have liberty. When the people fear government, you have tyranny. Which situation are we in today? 1-800-259-9231. Toll free. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Our emailer, Adam, has another question for us. This time, it's about everyone's favorite topic, immigration. Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NSP.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free at 1-800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 1-800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Over 115,000 posts await you. That's right, 115,000.
So many.
And over 1,200 people are interacting. There's serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That gets you right to it, bbs.freetalklive.com. All right, continuing Adam's email from earlier. He's got a few different issues that he wanted to go over, and his final one is immigration. He says, I still have doubts about your stand on immigration. I've heard you say that anyone should be able to come into this country without even registering. I believe anyone who wants to live in this country should be able to do so. In parentheses, he says, anyone who's not a known threat to this country or anyone who has not been previously deported. That's funny. Well, I wonder why. I mean, if you want to change the rules and allow anyone in, why not allow people who have been previously deported in? He says, but I believe immigrants should at least have to register and sign in on their way in. And I believe full citizenship should only be granted to people who have proven they can live here without causing problems for, say, 5 to 10 years. Until then, they should be kept on the registered guest status so that we can deport them when they become a burden on America. Well, who decides these things? Who's going to make the decision as to whether or not this individual is a burden on America? And first of all, if we get rid of welfare, how could anybody become a burden on America? I mean, I suppose you could be a murderer or a rapist, in which case you'd be dealt with by the justice system.
You could be a blight, like a homeless person that sort of camps out in the woods and doesn't receive any sort of government assistance. That person's just a blight.
I understand what you're saying, but we have to remember that when we're talking about this fantasy world, we're talking about an entire a big change, not just in immigration, but also private property as well. So homeless people are going to have a tough time with the world in a world of private
property.
Yeah, there's
a lot of property in the world that's private that nobody cares about whether or not somebody's
sleeping. If no one's caring, then no one will care. If the homeless people are way out in the middle of nowhere,
well, I'm just
so what?
There's vacant pieces of land in towns and cities where people just, you know, they don't care what goes on there. They don't. It's not a concern of theirs. So the homeless people would find those places. That's where they would go.
I see. So he says, until then, they should be kept on the registered guest list. And if people did not have to register, then we would have no citizenship, and no one would be accountable to U.S. governments. If nobody was accountable to the U.S. government and we had no citizenship, then the borders would become obsolete. Hooray! I'm all for it. Besides, who really wants to be a citizen anyway? And we've addressed this before, and it's a tough concept for people to understand, but it's simple. There is no citizenship. There is no citizen. And it's provable because the definition of a citizen...
I don't know about we. I think this is more of a you issue.
Okay. Well, I can prove it.
Yeah.
Because the definition of a citizen is someone who owes a duty of allegiance in return for protection by an entity like the state. So to be a citizen, there must be a duty of allegiance, meaning I pledge allegiance to the state in return for being protected. But there is no protection. Yeah, I know there's a military, and I know there's police, but there's no obligation to protect. The Supreme Court has ruled time and time again that the government at all levels, federal, local, and state, has no obligation, zero, zilch, to protect so-called citizens. So therefore, if they're reneging on their part of the offer, then there never really was an agreement in the first place. And of course, there never was an agreement. I never signed an agreement that said I wanted to be a citizen, ever.
You know, and if you need proof of what you're saying, is all you have to do is think to yourself, if I got burglarized tonight, it's sort of the cop's responsibility to stop that. I mean, that's really what they're there for, serving and protecting my property. But I know, but that's the bill of goods that we are sold. Well, if when you do get burglarized, can you sue the cops for that?
Absolutely not.
So there is no burden to protect.
You can't even sue them.
I'm not saying the burden to protect makes any sense and that we should be able to sue the cops. We shouldn't. But
you shouldn't be able to sue the cops?
You shouldn't be able to sue the cops for your house getting burglarized.
Oh, no, I agree with that. But let's say they botch up an investigation. Let's say that, Mark, your best friend is murdered. And the cops come in, they collect the evidence, and turns out they just botched something up. They send it off to the lab, and it gets lost. And because of the cops' incompetence, this murderer, and everybody knows who he is, goes off scot-free. Okay? He just walks. Can you file a lawsuit against the police for incompetence?
No.
Is that person, that cop that was incompetent and lost the evidence, is he going to be punished? Well, he might get sent to a desk job or something, but for the most part, no. And are you going to get any compensation because they blew the investigation and the murderer is still on the loose?
You know,
heck no.
A friend of mine had his business burglarized. I guess the term's not really burglarized. Apparently it was an inside job. They had a key or something like that. But regardless, he had some stuff stolen.
Yeah.
And he's realizing firsthand, he was telling me today, you know, they don't have to do anything.
They don't care.
He's like, if I didn't know people there, I talked to some. He talked to some department head or another that made sure we'll pay special attention to this. Don't worry. He's like, just somebody came in and took a report.
Yep.
Probably poorly handed that report to somebody else who didn't care whether or not they got the report and didn't really feel like doing the work involved in it. And it haven't heard anything else since.
That's it.
And that's just sort of how it goes with these things.
And that's it. I mean, we just all just sort of shrug our shoulders and say, well, it's the police. You know, what can you do?
If you really wanted to get whatever it was back, you wouldn't go ringing the cops up. Hey, what about my tax dollars? I'm paying you guys to find stuff. You'd go get a private investigator. You would put,
which is over and above the tax dollars that you're paying.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could keep the money that you're paying in property taxes, and then when you needed it, you could hire a private investigator with that money? But no. You have to pony up extra on top of the police, the police who are totally useless. Okay, they solve a crime now and then, but that's only because of numbers. I mean, just sheer numbers. They have so many crimes to solve, it's inevitable they'll solve something, right?
Well, things just sort of fall into place.
But the point is, there's no obligation to solve it. There's no obligation for protection, and that's a fact. So why would you want to be a citizen of a government that's not coming through with their part of the deal? It's supposed to be an agreement, and it's a scam.
Well,
that's what it is.
You know, some police departments have quotas on things and that kind of
thing. Yeah, like speeding tickets.
Well, you know, different sort of things. So, you know, I guess that's a way that they try to make up for the inefficiency and the bureaucracy of what they do.
But what do you mean when you say quotas?
Well,
what quotas are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking specifically about a story I have.
Oh, well, we don't have time to get into it, but we will. That was a good try to segue, Mark. It really was.
We talked about quotas off the air.
Anyway, the story is that you have is about our nation's airports, correct? And the fact that they're putting people on lists that they shouldn't be because of quotas. We'll get the details. But just a few more thoughts from Adam. He says, so if we had no borders, then we'd have no boundaries or country, and then we'd have no means of enforcing laws. If we had no means of enforcing laws, then we would have no law. And if we had no law and no country, then we'd have a bunch of people living on open land in a state of anarchy. Well, he makes a few logical leaps there, presuming that if we had no borders or country, that there'd be no means of enforcing laws. The connection that you're missing, Adam, is that if there was true private property in America, if everything that we know of as government, publicly owned land, was privatized, then those landowners could set up their own set of laws. It's my property, I can set whatever rules I want to. In essence, you live, since you're here right now, Mark, in my studio on my property, you are abiding by my rules. You want to call them laws, you can call them laws. I haven't written them down.
I am abiding by your rules. They're not difficult to abide by, but I would suspect right. That's the way it would be in most people's property.
And some people could make really onerous rules.
Yeah,
and restrictions.
And no one would want to come on their property.
Exactly. And that's how it would all work out. Everybody would decide what the market essentially would decide on what the appropriate level of law would be. And of course, the market would make the law understandable, don't you think? I mean, since most people want to obey the law, they really do. Most people are good people.
Yep.
But when you actually try to look into obeying the law, it's a task that's impossible. You can't even start reading the laws in America. I mean, there's so many of them. One of our listeners calculated how long it would take, and it's several lifetimes in order to actually read just the federal laws.
No one can do it.
So if we let the market create the law, then it would be easy to understand. At least I think so. More's on the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream. Dream Magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream Magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Bring out whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark?
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Amazon is our retail partner. It's kind of cool to be back in the retail business, but not actually have to man the store shelves. Because I worked at Kmart for the longest time, and 3.5 years of retail experience I have, you know, Mark. Not too shabby.
Well,
that's not too shabby.
Big fairy deal.
I've got some experience in the retail business.
I had that kind of experience at 15.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I had that kind of experience at 20. Anyway, so I got out of it, and it's a pain to work in retail. You got to stock the shelves, help people out with, you know, the big purchases, the big TVs, and the furniture. Now all I get to do is promote great sales, and all the stuff is delivered to your door. So we make it really easy. So Amazon.freetalklive.com is where you want to go to do virtually all of your shopping. It is the world's largest internet retailer, Amazon.freetalklive.com, and I want to promote their grocery promotion. It's going on until the end of August. They've got the brand new Amazon grocery store,
mm-hmm.
which is way cool. Thousands of items. In fact, every single item in the grocery store has free Super Saver shipping attached to it, which is awesome. So go to Amazon.freetalklive.com, explore the grocery or one of the other 30-plus categories of products. And if you're in the grocery and you put over $49 in products in your cart and check out, add the code GROCERY2. To the checkout code, mm-hmm. the little code entry. Grocery and the number 2. Grocery 2. And then you'll get $10 off. Sweet. Plus free Super Saver shipping.
So there's no minimum?
Minimum purchase is $49. Then you add Grocery 2, $10 off.
That's nice.
Simple. But it only goes to the end of August. So Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, we're going to the phones. Let's talk to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, just wish I had called in on Saturday for Carla Howell. I wasn't listening to the show.
That's what you get for not listening live.
I'm a bad man. And I know. And but she's a great person. I met her several times and voted for her both times she was running. And
great. This is Carla Howell. She ran for governor in the state of Massachusetts a couple times.
And governor and state rep.
Oh, okay.
I wish I could have voted for early and often. But anyway, I just wish I could have called in because I wanted to just chime in and let her know that, you know, even though I bless her heart. I think she does great work. She needs to give up on Massachusetts and move to New Hampshire.
Yeah, that was the one part of the interview that I was a little disappointed with, although I did expect it, because I knew, I really knew in advance what her position was. She lives in Massachusetts, and she feels like she needs to free Massachusetts. And really, it's just, it's not a good battle you want to be fighting when you could just move a few miles to the north and be a part of the Free State Project. It seems like such a waste to be that zone.
This is a socialist wasteland. It is, I mean, it's truly an awful state to live in. I can only can think of New York and California being as bad or worse.
Now, Matthew, you work in the insurance business, is that right?
Right. Right.
It was. I was on the phone with my car insurance company today talking about transferring up to New Hampshire, because we're hopefully going up there this fall, and asking them, you know, what do I need to do to make this happen? And they said, well, you need to get a quote from, you know, get the quote for New Hampshire, and we'll compare it to your Florida quote. And the New Hampshire quote was $100 or more, actually, less than what I'm paying here in Florida. And the funny thing is, they mentioned to me on the phone that the only state they don't do business in is Massachusetts.
Let me guess, it's Geico?
No, Progressive, actually.
Oh, Progressive. Yeah. Okay, because I know Geico and Progressive both aren't in Massachusetts. And we have all of six, I think it's like six or seven companies that do business in Massachusetts for a personal auto. And I'm not sure about the other about other lines, but that just shows you that it's just how awful it is here.
Yeah, the regulations that Massachusetts has imposed on the auto insurance industry has made it so these nationwide insurers have just decided, forget about it.
Yeah, there's, I think there's three or four other companies that we are the only state that they won't do business in. It's because it's so socialized and that, you know, it's really a racket. The state and the certain companies have got together. They like their little group of only, there's only like four or five other companies that, you know, are doing business here, so they all have to, you know, they're the only ones making money in this.
Like
whole,
a nice little,
like
kind of like a little cartel then, basically.
Yeah, a little cartel.
State-supported, they're essentially preventing other competition from coming into the market or even wanting to come into the market so these guys can reap the profits. However, how far are we, Matthew? I know that your state is moving very quickly towards a socialist healthcare situation. How come nobody's calling for car insurance for all? How far are we away from that?
Well, I think I've heard that there is, I believe I did hear something about required car insurance I believe it's by law you have to have car insurance for.
Well, yeah, you have to have car insurance here by law down here in Florida as well. I think New Hampshire is one of the very few states that doesn't require it. However, and it's the sensible thing to do. However, what I'm talking about is not a requirement for to have car insurance, but state-provided car insurance. I mean, how far are we away from that? If we're going to provide health insurance by the state, let's go ahead and provide car insurance by the state.
Like a state insurance company, auto insurance company.
Can you imagine this level of service with them?
Yeah, or maybe it's just something like, well, we have like Commerce here. Commerce would be the, it's kind of like you were talking the other night with the electric company in New York. You know, there's only Con Edison. Maybe it'll be only Commerce or something here.
Maybe so.
You know, everyone has a right to car insurance.
Exactly. All right, guys.
Matthew, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. All right.
I was watching CNN today, and they were talking about how the Allstate has decided that they, you know, has petitioned the Louisiana government to say, we'd like to stop offering wind and hail damage insurance in your state. Apparently they lost too much money during Hurricane Katrina, and they just don't want to do it.
Okay.
And, of course, the insurance bureaucrat, head insurance bureaucrat, said, that's a violation of our laws. You can't do that.
Right.
And Allstate, they're denying having said this, but they probably did. Well, we'll just leave. We won't sell any insurance in your state.
F you.
And it's like the bureaucrats are like, we'll investigate this. We're going to investigate. I mean, they just want to make it so hard.
Right. I don't blame them. I wish more companies would say that when faced with regulations, when faced with these mind-numbing, megalomaniacal regulations that the government is imposing on businesses. I wish more businesses would just say, you know what? That's a great idea. I've been looking for an excuse to leave your state. I'm going to take all my jobs and go up to New Hampshire or go somewhere else because I'm tired of your regulatory climate. It's just strangling business. That's what regulations do. And you were talking about it last night, all the paperwork, the requirements.
It's so difficult.
The hoops that you have to jump through. I swear to you, man, I've looked into what it would take to start a business, and it scared me away. I looked into it. You got to get permits, and you got to get occupancy permits, and but you got to ask the government if you can do this in the first place, and it costs thousands of dollars, and you got to apply here and apply there.
You know, the internet's great for having a business because you can kind of slip under their radar. But if you open a business on Main Street, they're going to be there. They want you to have all this stuff. They're going to make sure that your building permits are done.
They're there if you open one at a flea market, man.
That's true.
They're so intense about getting their tax dollars, they raid flea market businesses regularly. They send tax people around flea markets and check because they know that somebody might get the idea in their head to, invest $11 in a table at a flea market and sell products without charging sales tax. And so they send their tax authorities around.
Do you have to have sales tax on used items?
If you're at a flea market, yeah, my mom runs a thrift store.
Yeah,
and all she sells are used items. So yeah, so they get the tax the first time and the second time.
Good Lord,
it's sad. It really is, and that's of course another reason to go to the free state because there is no sales tax. That's going to be different, man. I'm really looking forward to buying my first item without paying sales tax.
I don't think that when I was in New Hampshire, I didn't spend much time in New Hampshire when I visited. It was one of those states I just sort of breezed through, just to say I was there.
You didn't know what you were missing.
I was on my way to Bennington, Vermont, to see the Bennington War Memorial or something like that.
Whoopee.
And I don't think I bought anything there.
Bummer.
Yeah. It would have not been that big of a deal. I'm sure I've...
You might have been a little bit stunned. Wait, what? There's no tax? Wow, that's refreshing.
Well, there's been things that I bought in Florida that had no tax on them.
Okay, but I mean virtually everything, with the exception of maybe a meal at a restaurant. I think they tax prepared food in New Hampshire.
Oh, they do?
I think they do, yeah. So we need to get rid of that. All right, 800-259-9231. Coming up, Mark and his story about the watch list quota. That's right, if your name shows up on one of those terrorist watch lists, we'll explain why it might be there. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking